2020学年第二学期初三英语模拟考试听力部分
Listening Comprehension for Junior Grade 3 Part 1 A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片
1. We can't turn left. Look at the sign.It says, no left turn.
We can't turn left. Look at the sign. It says, no left turn.
2. You must keep silent in a library. Please obey the rule.
You must keep silent in a library. Please obey the rule.
3.Mr. Brown is a doctor. It is his job to make sick people better.
Mr. Brown is a doctor. It is his job to make sick people better.
4. Let's go bicycle riding this weekend in the countryside, shall we?
Let's go bicycle riding this weekend in the countryside, shall we?
5. Simon will go on a trip to the mountains during the May Day holiday.
Simon will go on the trip to the mountains during the May Day holiday.
6. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. What a beautiful morning. The sun is shining. Let's go on an outing to the beach, shall we?
Better not, I'm afraid. The weatherman says it'll turn cloudy towards noon, and we will have rain in the afternoon.
What a shame. Changeable weather.
Question. What will the weather be like in the afternoon?
请再听一遍。
What a beautiful morning. The sun is shining. Let's go on an outing to the beach, shall we?
Better not, I'm afraid. The weatherman says it'll turn cloudy towards noon, and we will have rain in the afternoon.
What a shame. Changeable weather.
Question. What will the weather be like in the afternoon? 7. What would you like to see first?The tigers or the monkey house?
I'd really like to see the pandas. They're so cute.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
请再听一遍。
What would you like to see first? The tigers or the monkey house?
I'd really like to see the pandas. They're so cute.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place?
8. Lisa, please pick up your books and clothes. They're all over the living room floor.
In a minute, Dad. I'm on the phone.
Okay, but do it as soon as you hang up.
Sure, no problem.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。
Lisa, please pick up your books and clothes. They're all over the living room floor.
In a minute, Dad. I'm on the phone.
Okay, but do it as soon as you hang up.
Sure, no problem.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 9. Hey, Joan. I haven't seen you for ages. What have you been doing lately?
Nothing exciting. I've been working 2 jobs for the last 6 months.
How come?
I'm saving up money for a trip to Europe.
Question. What do we know from this conversation?
请再听一遍。
Hey, Joan. I haven't seen you for ages. What have you been doing lately?
Nothing exciting. I've been working 2 jobs for the last 6 months.
How come?
I'm saving up money for a trip to Europe.
Question. What do we know from this conversation? 10. I'm so excited. We have 2 weeks off. What are you going to do, Julia?
I'm not sure. I guess I'll just stay at home. Maybe I'll catch up on my reading. What about you, Ted?
Well, my grandparents have a house at the seaside. I'm going to stay there and do lots of swimming.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
请再听一遍。
I'm so excited. We have 2 weeks off. What are you going to do, Julia?
I'm not sure. I guess I'll just stay at home. Maybe I'll catch up on my reading. What about you, Ted?
Well, my grandparents have a house at the seaside. I'm going to stay there and do lots of swimming.
Question. What are the two speakers talking about?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Engineer Jeff Dent, 46, and wife Allison, 44, always loved sailing. They first met at a sailing club.And their dream was to sail around the world. So when Jeff became jobless in January 1999, they decided to make their dream come true. Allison left her job as a teacher, and they bought an 8-meter sailing boat. They wanted to sail from Britain to South Africa, then to Australia, across the South Pacific to Argentina,and back to Britain across the Atlantic. They weren't the first people to make this journey, but this time there was one big difference. Jeff and Allison took their 3 children with them, 10-year-old Oliver, Charlotte, who was 7, and 3-year-old Daniel. Yesterday, after 2 years and 48,000 kilometres, they arrived back in Britain.To their great surprise, hundreds of friends and journalists were there to meet them. It was very difficult, said Allison, but it was also the best 2 years of my life. The children also loved it. We were a great team. It was an amazing journey, Jeff said.
Engineer Jeff Dent, 46, and wife Allison, 44, always loved sailing.They first met at a sailing club, and their dream was to sail around the world. So when Jeff became jobless in January 1999, they decided to make their dream come true. Allison left her job as a teacher, and they bought an 8-meter sailing boat. They wanted to sail from Britain to South Africa, then to Australia,across the South Pacific to Argentina, and back to Britain across the Atlantic. They weren't the first people to make this journey, but this time there was one big difference. Jeff and Allison took their 3 children with them. 10-year-old Oliver, Charlotte, who was 7, and 3-year-old Daniel. Yesterday,After 2 years and 48,000 kilometers, they arrived back in Britain. To their great surprise, hundreds of friends and journalists were there to meet them. It was very difficult, said Allison, but it was also the best 2 years of my life. The children also loved it. We were a great team. It was an amazing journey, Jeff said.
D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
When Sam was young, he lived in a small village near the sea in Scotland. Life was very different at that time. It was the 1930s, so there wasn't any TV in his family,But they had a radio, and they listened to it every evening. His parents didn't have a car, so Sam went to school on foot, 6 miles every day. Sam didn't study very hard and left school when he was 14. There weren't any cinemas near his village, so every Saturday, Sam met his friends on the beach and they played football all day. When Sam was 15, his parents sold the house and the family moved to England. Sam never went back to his village, but he can still hear the sea in his head.
When Sam was young, he lived in a small village near the sea in Scotland. Life was very different at that time. It was the 1930s, so there wasn't any TV in his family, but they had a radio, and they listened to it every evening. His parents didn't have a car, so Sam went to school on foot, 6 miles every day. Sam didn't study very hard and left school when he was 14. There weren't any cinemas near his village, so every Saturday, Sam met his friends on the beach, and they played football all day. When Sam was 15, his parents sold the house, and the family moved to England. Sam never went back to his village,
but he can still hear the sea in his head. 听力到此结束。